Children, why you lock the door on them? Now you get so ignorant, you wanna turn the clock on them. People who help you in life, now you turn your back on them. Yo, money, where are you running to now? Got to be responsible for what you do now. Don't buy the hands that feed you. Don't you turn away from those who truly love and really mean you. Where are you running to now?
Millions of Christians throughout the world, your Imperial Majesty, will regard you as the reincarnation of Jesus Christ.
I had heard of that idea. I also met certain Rastafarians. I told them clearly that I am a man, that I am mortal, and that I will be replaced by the oncoming generation, and that they should never make a mistake in assuming or pretending that the human being is emanated from a deity.
Reverend Bookburn is going on in a minute or so. Tapers, relay broadcasters. The Reverend is in, beginning in a minute or so.
And if you listen, me go to see that all the people you see on the hip-hop videos and all of them, them is the angels of the earth. But right now, they're singing a strange song because of money business. But them is the angels who have them last and first estate. Them is the great of the earth. Know that them same youth there, they look like mad youth and wicked man. Angels in the earth. Them is the transference of the magnetism of life, living power, culture. Them is the power and the embodiment of the movements of culture. Them same youth there. But the angels sing a strange song today because millionaires, certain things pay them off to talk differently. You see? And don't feed the people and bring the earth together. The earth,
hey, ready?
Badly. Listen, even the wicked man today looking for solution desperately. Listen, the earth.
Hey, no, you have to turn it all the way. Good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight, we have a very special show awaited for a couple of weeks since one of the few shootings that could ever happen that is actually amusing, if not downright hilarious. Tonight, the theme is Hunting with Dickless Cheney, where we will discuss what we wish for all of his defenders and fans and cheerleaders and groupies when they say they would like to go on a special hunting trip with him, just like his old buddy who went hunting with him a couple of weeks ago and found himself shot. So, the Lord has responded to the Reverend's prayer along a couple of weeks ago on the Anti-President's Day show and decided to grant that wish. So, we're going to send a dozen or so Cheney groupies so that they can stand behind his big, hard weapon, the one that does function, and go hunting with Dickless Cheney. And we're going to have a lot of fun with this theme, and we got a lot of great tunes and some possible surprise guests. We invited Lynn Cheney, so we're going to just have to see whether or not she comes, so to speak, and take it from there. We're going to start with something that was just playing in the Reverend's head in the last week or so for no apparent reason, from the first release by The Clash entitled Career Opportunities. Okay. Is this thing working? Okay. We need sound. Well, nothing's happening. Okay. Can we figure out why this is happening? Oh, what do you know? Here's The Clash.
Do you wanna make tea at the BBC? Do you wanna be? Do you really wanna? never knock. Every job I offer is to keep you after dark. Career opportunity, the one that never knock. I hate the army and I hate the RAF. I don't wanna go fighting in the Tropic U. I hate the civil service school. I won't open that phone for you. Career opportunity, the one that never knock. Every job they offer used to keep you at the dock. Career opportunity, the one that never knock.
Oi, 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 oi. Let's drive out, out, out. I need a man. The dickies in Brexit. On a man. They're gonna have to introduce conscription. They're gonna have to take away my prescription. If they wanna get me, make it noise. If they wanna get me, well, I got no choice.
Career opportunity, the one I never know. Every job they offer used to kick you out the door. Career opportunity, the one that never know.
Disheartening things about the invasion of Iraq was that the public, a majority, swallowed the propaganda machine's notion that Saddam Hussein had anything to do with September 11th. But I'm a media junkie, and I finally discovered a respectable publication that also goes along with that. This is the Weekly World News. Here on their cover, Saddam and Osama in love. Now, you might see this picture here of Saddam holding a rose, leaning back into Osama's arms there. I'll just read a couple of paragraphs here. The Pentagon and CIA have found irrefutable evidence to prove that Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein are alive and kicking. A sizzling photograph of the doe-eyed evildoers making love in a tent in Pakistan. But don't think all is right in Terrorland just because the world's most wanted war criminals got jiggy with it in their love nest while head-scratching U.S. agencies lost yet another golden opportunity to track them down. According to a CIA source, Saddam is said to have been extremely disappointed in bin Laden's sexual prowess. Openly complaining to bin Laden, "You are like the beak of a hummingbird or straw from the bale, too paltry to bring me pleasure." And isn't it good to get the truth at last? And by the time their tenderness-turned-testy liaison was over, says the source, Saddam literally stomped out of the tent shouting, "I'll call you later, maybe." This is a smoking gun we've been looking for. Proof beyond doubt that... Okay, so as if that wasn't enough, it was one of a series. The next one, Saddam and Osama adopt shaved ape baby. Here you see Saddam and Osama just cuddling this shaved ape baby. You know, a photograph is worth a thousand words. I'll just... okay. Here's a blow-up of that picture in case you couldn't see it in the back. It's such a tender scene. A subhead is, "Animal rights group demands ape be returned." Just 1 month after their gay marriage rocked the world. I must have missed an issue. That one time I forgot to go to the supermarket. Just 1 month after the gay marriage rocked the world, ecstatic newlyweds Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein have adopted a shaved ape baby to make their family complete. And while the news is sure to set terrorists' heart aflutter, the animal rights group that delivered the chimp to a go-between who promised that the nine-month-old was going to a good home say they were lied to and they want the little critter back. But it seems unlikely that will happen anytime soon because nobody, not even the CIA with its Al-Qaeda moles, has any idea where Osama, Saddam, and Robert, their new son, might be. Yeah, you know, they named him Robert. They wanted to give him like a fresh start. So, it's unclear whether Osama and Saddam know the baby is a shaved ape.
Someone's on your side now. just like you are. Someone will understand them, and you just like you are.
Yeah.
You heard Cromwell doing Religious Streetwear. Before that, Absolute Zero did Fences. Bongwater did a Monkees cover entitled Just Maybe the One. Paul Krasner did Sodom and Osama from his comedy CD, The Zen Bastard Rides Again. And The Scandals did their song for pedophile priests called Forgive This. And started off with The Clash doing Career Opportunities. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night from 9 to 11 East Coast Time USA at RadioVolta.org. And available at the show archives and blog is about a dozen old shows plus the latest rantings at ReverendBookburn.com. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. If you want to write to the Reverend for song requests, your birthday announcements, requests for exorcisms or reverse exorcisms, feedback, or input to the forthcoming themed shows, write to Reverend Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Numbnuts Quail, the biggest fucking idiot after Reagan and before George W. Numbnuts Bush. Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. Next week on The Reverend Is In, go to your Jesus right now, with an exclamation point at the end. Go to your Jesus right now. And you know how a lot of really annoying people will say things like, but he won't let us do that, or expedite our admission into the sacred Disneyland. But he is going to be a live guest next week to give his most challenged and intellectually challenged sheep special permission to do just that. Next week, go to your Jesus right now. And also coming up in the future on The Reverend Is In, the Reverend cracks the Da Pinch Me code. Halliburton gives Condi an oilgasm. Who would Jesus do? Recovery for Propagandists, in which we will discuss the 12-step monopoly and delusional higher power recovery systems, as well as the abuses of the word addiction, such as love addiction, sex addiction, porn addiction, internet addiction, television addiction, golf club addiction, and other misuses and abuses of the word addiction, which are not, in fact, addictions at all. And that is when we do the Recovery for Propagandists, and we will also do a lot of, we'll have a lot of fun with that theme, as well as pubic property, where we will discuss Puritan posturing and sex negativism and moral crusading from hypocrites of all walks of life, liberal and conservative, left-wing and right-wing, from Christian fundamentalists to groupthink freethinkers to even certain kinds of women's studies classes. All of that will be covered and thoroughly goofed on when we do the pubic property show, as well as another edition of Rehab for Pedophile Priests. More perverted stories from moral crusaders, starring anti-abortion terrorist Randall Terry, Neil Horsley, Senator Henry Hyde, and W. David Hager, Bush's appointee for women's reproductive and contraceptive drug division of the Food and Drug Administration, who says the solution to premenstrual discomfort is prayer. And their miscellaneous sordid sex scandals. Henry Hyde's retirement party. Psychotherapy for the war criminals in the Bush regime. If you thought anybody, including your local serial killer, were severely fucked up, then imagine the challenge of trying to provide therapy for the ultimate fucked up people on earth, the war makers and carnagers of the world and its people, the ultimate human fuck-ups, and we are going to attempt to do just that when we do group psychotherapy for the war criminals in the Bush regime, as well as the grand opening of the official White House corporate brothel for sale to global corporations and the World Bank. And a forthcoming possible exorcism and reverse exorcism, another possible wedding, and whatever the fuck this hand rating. And, oh, and we're getting another special divine message in a couple of months. What he really meant when he said, eat my body. All right. That is the news. But tonight, the theme is hunting with Dickless Cheney. And first, we want to say that we are not in any way trying to be insensitive to the poor, naive friend of Dickless Cheney, who found himself shot on his on the hunting trip that he went with the Dickless a couple of weeks ago. Nor is it to be insensitive to the poor, misguided spouse of Dickless Cheney, who spends her nights lonely while Dickless Cheney is holed up in his bunker or cave, or scheming with Halliburton, for whom he was the former CEO, on how to price gouge and scam and more war profits to the tune of billions already. Or her times home alone while he goes out hunting his friends. We are not trying to be insensitive to any of these people, but since he is a mass murderer, a corporate criminal, and Dickless, we want to acknowledge the incident and have a lot of fun with it and send a whole lot of lucky winners and bloggers who have been cheerleading and championing Dickless Cheney to go on a special hunting trip just like they wanted, so they can get an opportunity to stand in front of Cheney's big, hard weapon, the one that does function. So, all of that is to come tonight on The Reverend Is In. We're just going to cover a couple of things and then get into enough tunes. Let's see what is on this paper. We have some birthdays. First, we want to say happy belated Hash Wednesday to all. And a statement is at the Reverend Bookburn site, reverendbookburn.com. Couple of birthdays. Happy birthday, Hippie John, who stayed with us for a couple of days but could not stay until tonight to be on the show. Happy birthday, Hippie John. Little Petunia Bookburn. What the fuck is my last name? Little Petunia Bookburn, happy birthday. And belated to Mr. Edward Gold and the Mac Goddess. Happy birthday to all of you. And the Reverend's friend Bill Baird and Joni Scott of the Pro-Choice League have had something weird happen with their domain. It's on my list of links, but that domain is no more. So to get in touch with the Pro-Choice League, you need to go to prochoiceleague.org. And we're going to talk about them more next week because it's getting around that time again to celebrate the anniversary of Baird versus Eisenstadt. What is that, you may ask? I will answer that for you, since you're not going to hear that in any forum, liberal or conservative, left or right, or even in your women's studies class. But Baird versus Eisenstadt is a case that was fought to the Supreme Court, ironically, by a man, that went all the way to the Supreme Court, and he won in 1972, put himself massively in debt, got no support from any bishops, but it legalized birth control for non-married people and set the primary legal precedent for the 1973 decision that legalized abortion in the Roe versus Wade Supreme Court victory. So, please check out prochoiceleague.org, and we'll cover that more when we celebrate next week the Baird versus Eisenstadt Supreme Court victory of 1972, which actual anniversary is March 22nd. And maybe you could even take a few seconds to shoot them an email or a quick letter and say thanks and right on. And God damn, you're still doing this 40 years later. And we know you're broke as fuck and still in debt from fighting 3 victorious Supreme Court cases. So here's $5 or more. An exciting new film that I can't wait until this comes out is going to be called The Big Buy, How Tom DeLay Stole Congress. And check it out in advance because they're trying to get the word out so they get as much support as possible. These are the guys who I believe they made the Expose Walmart movie and a handful of others. And that is online at Tom DeLay Movie. That's one word, TomDeLayMovie.com. All right, some new film scene. And I'm only going to talk about the recommendable ones because if it sucks, it's not really worth mentioning. And I don't really mean to put a negative connotation on the word suck. But recently seen films are the film version of Rent. Recommended. It's new. It's like a 10-year-old stage show that was, I never saw it, but it was supposedly really good. But we saw Rent, recommended, as well as Constant Gardener, also pretty new. And some older films that have been re-released on video is Under Fire, which paints a pretty good picture of Nicaragua in the 70s and the U.S. role in it and what it actually looked like instead of just reading about it or hearing about it. And a film called Missing. Now, there is more than one film with that title, and this one stars Jack Lemmon and Sissy Spacek. It's from the early 80s. It's based in Chile, and an American who disappeared in Chile after the U.S.-supported fascist coup, and they made this in the early 80s. It's a classic. It's the one film called Missing that is worthwhile. Again, starring Jack Lemmon and Sissy Spacek. And it's also re-released on DVD. And one made about a year ago about a TV evangelist. And that film is called Paradise. And as much as the ending sucked, like a lot of endings seem to nowadays, There are multiple hilarious scenes in that. And what else? A film called Unconstitutional. A film about this sabotage of constitutional rights and civil liberties. The war on our civil liberties. Unconstitutional, which is available in the DVD section of disinfo.org. One word, disinfo.org. All right, and one more plug real fast. You can watch a clip of Frank Zappa doing a television show, I believe Crossfire, but I'm not sure. And he's debating some asshole from the Washington Times. And of course, there's like the liberal guy and the conservative guy and blah, blah, blah. But Frank Zappa takes a very strong stand against censorship. And that is at Slave Revolt Radio. That's one word. SlaveRevoltRadio.blogspot.com. All right. One more plug. Forgive me. Two more plugs. One is the new Jello Biafra with the Melvins DVD, I mean CD, and all kinds of new shit that is coming out on their label from Michael Parente, the band called The Unseen, Jack Kerouac, an old 60s band censored in the former Republic of Czechoslovakia called Plastic People of the Universe from the 1960s, and some great benefit compilations, including a benefit comp for Indie Media, all at alternativetentacles.com, showing that Jello Biafra is still standing true to what he's always believed in and stood for as a challenger. It says on the other set, a big organization. Or 03 corporate scab versions of what is now still misusing the name Dead Kennedys, who should be boycotted. Check out alternativetentacles.com. And finally, a compilation that is for that piss poor impersonator of Forrest Gump. I'm of course talking about George W. and Ron Ho Bush. And that is entitled Impeach Me. And it's not findable to me any place other than counterpunch.org. But if we get a copy of that, then we will be playing you tracks from it. In the meantime, you can check it out at counterpunch.org. Impeach Me for George W. Enron Ho, corporate criminal Bush. All right. Enough plugging. All right, when we come back, we'll deal with Dickless Cheney a little more. There are so many things you book burners sent to me as soon as it was announced that we're going to do this theme. And you have to have them emailed because they're like videos and cartoons. So it has to be forwarded to you. There's only one that can actually... where you can actually click on it yourself. And that is also written allegedly on a shitty piece of paper. Quail Hunting School, Q-U-A-I-L, and not like the Dan Quayle name, Q-U-A-I-L, quailhuntingschool.com. And you get to go cyber hunting with Dickless Cheney. So that's a lot of fun. The other Cheney videos you have to get by email from me, as well as a song by The Lard. It's actually a cover. It is The Lard in his little famous towel, though it looks like a diaper, doing his version of I Will Survive, possibly the funniest video ever made. All right. More hunting with Dickless Cheney after this next set of songs. But first, we have something to celebrate tonight. Yes. On March 6th, 2006, medical marijuana prisoner of war, Steve Cubby, was released from a barbaric American prison. The former medical marijuana exile in Canada, fighting a rare form of adrenal cancer, and the latest in the medical marijuana exiles supported by this show, 100 success rate. Join the others, Ed Rosenthal, Karen Horning, Rene Bourget, and Dennis Perrone in becoming free. That's right. He was having a hard time surviving the privatized so-called health care system of the American gulag he was deported into. Was there for a couple of weeks, and on March the 6th was released. The details at Cubby, K-U-B-B-Y, Cubby.com. Let's celebrate with a song by The Toys. This is entitled, Hey Uncle Sam, Leave Us Pot Smokers Alone.
Keep murdering, the churches keep a burning, the rapists keep a raping, and the tide ain't turning. Uncle Sam, for all your power, things get worse every hour. It seems to me your energy's unwasted, chasing my friends.
Leave us behind. terrorizing. Our leaders keep a lying. The haters keep a hating. And the planet's dying. Uncle Sam, do what's proper. Call off your dogs and your helicopters. The problems of society were not caused by my friends and me. So hey, Uncle Sam, hey there, Uncle Sam, leave us pot smokers alone, Uncle Sam. Leave us pot smokers alone. How many innocent people gonna be imprisoned? We just peace and love and sleep off and brotherhood freaks. Touch of Mother Nature never made nobody violent, never made nobody hate nobody or break nobody's peace. Since we've never been told to be harmful, don't you tell me no lies with your caffeine, codeine, nicotine eyes. The cannabis ban is just recent, just since 1938 to re-legalize and realize it. You made a big mistake.
And the book burners in our one sense.
They have to, so they do it real slow. Mexican Americans love education, so they go to night school and they take Spanish and get a B. Mexican Americans love their nanas and their nonos and their ninas and their ninos. Nanu, nanu, nina, nono. To make his blue eyes brown, 'cause don't it make my brown eyes blue.
Hi, I'm here, but I can only stay for a minute. My name is Lynn Cheney, and I want to thank Reverend Bookburn and DeMonica and the two guests from the University of Pennsylvania who are writing an article and taking pictures for having me here and sharing this little space with me. I get so lonely while my dickless husband stays holed up in his bunker and cave and is talking war prophets with Halliburton and Tony Blair and all the other boys, or going hunting and shooting his friends. And there's only so much enjoyment you can get out of pleasure toys. So, thanks to Colin Powell and others, I discovered the biggest thrill I have ever had in my life, especially since I became Mrs. Cheney. I discovered a very special jewel about that. It's by Scum. and the title is Something I Want So Bad. This song is entitled Big Black Cock.
Like, I was in Michigan, I go, hey, I'm all for hunter zoning guns. And then they go, woo! I go, yeah, that increases the odds of two rednecks blowing each other's heads off. Why'd you shoot me? I thought you were a deer? Fuck you, you're mad we broke up. Not saying all hunters are gay, but kind of gay, right? If I was into dudes, I'd fucking hunt. You bet I would. That is a wilderness sausage party, ladies and gentlemen. Because I used to get picked on because I didn't hunt. It'd be like, you're queer, Goldthwait. You won't hunt. Yeah, I'm queer. I'm going to stay home this morning with the women folk while you get up at the crack of dawn and go out in the wilderness with a bunch of dudes all huddled together in a little tiny blind, watching the sun come up in matching fucking outfits. Yeah, I'm the big queen in this scenario. I'm cold, Tony. Hold me. Shoot the deer. He saw us. Now, I know I sound homophobic, which I don't think I am. Gay bashing is guys going, I hate you because you're a fag. And you're queer, and you're a fag, and you're kind of attractive, and I'd like to fuck you, but I'm in the closet, so I'll just beat you up and jerk off in my Trans Am on the way home. Maybe I should have checked the parking lot before I busted that one out. I was in Milwaukee, jealous. A lot of things. I was in Milwaukee and I signed an autograph on this woman's arm at the Harley Fest. She was shit faced at the Harley Fest. Yeah, I don't know how she got in. Like, are you drunk at the Harley Davidson festival? Pshaw! I signed an autograph on her arm, and then she had it tattooed onto her arm. And I go, yeah, that's fucked up. And then this lady went, wow. And I trust me, I didn't get off on it. I was like, don't do this. And she's drunk, and they're fucking, I go, oh, don't do this. She goes, well, why not? I go, because you might sober up and realize I'm not that funny anymore. And she says, she goes, then I'll just add sucks.
But is it radical to say that people need access to jobs? Is it radical to say that people should get a good day's pay for a hard day's work? Is it radical to say that all people deserve to eat, live, and work in conditions of peace, freedom, and justice? There's fear in their eyes. We can beat them, and we will.
We often think that the United States is free of the kind of political murders and assassinations that characterize other countries. Well, think again.
Burger King! Burger King! Burger King! Burger King! Burger King! get up on shaking boats. When Hitler was my manager, I told him I'd go. Go, 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 go. Burger King! Burger King! Burger King!
So many cover-ups, nothing's ever what it seems. That's scandal.
Scandal, scandal, scandal. Yow, yow, hey, hey.
Could bring the government to its knees.
Right down to them knees. Yow, them are bad, please, 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 yow, yow.
This is a warning, 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 warning.
simple folk, from the good old down home folk.
Alright. Straight out of London town.
This is for you folk.
Here's an interesting bit of conspiracy theory for you.
George Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist, obviously. Trained by Al Qaeda in the heart of Texas to fight for the faithful army. He's now in the process of uniting the rest of the world against the good old US of A. The land of the free will come crashing down if he has his way.
It's the only explanation of Bushy boys and Islamic fundamentalists. Quarters of the way through his plan already and no one's even noticed. There must be a damn fine Al-Qaeda training camp they got down there in Texas.
Yeah.
Getting him to pretend he's as thick as pig shit was a stroke of pure bloody genius.
Yeah, George Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist, obviously. Trained by Al-Qaeda in the heart of Texas to fight for the faithful army. He's now in the process of uniting the rest of the world against the good old US of A. The land of the free will come crashing down if he has his way.
Trust me. He's presided over and has been directly involved with one of the worst financial disasters of a generation. Every movie he makes seems to be directly against the interests of his nation. Haven't you noticed? He's used the media to increase the social insulation of an already fairly blind population since the McCarthy days. And now he's declared war on Islam just to increase the consternation. As far as I can see, there's only one explanation.
George Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist, obviously.
Interesting conspiracy theories, cause no one knows what the fuck's going on. We're all looking for explanations. The most interesting one I heard the other day was that the West was controlled by genuine democracies that actually represent the will of their populations. Only the one about the aliens, the Antichrist, and the Freemasons is more laughable. I think my theory is much more plausible. Let me tell you about it. It goes like this. George Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist, obviously. It really is the only explanation I can see for his truly anti-American foreign policy. Now at this point I would ask you all to sing along with the chorus normally if it wasn't for the fact that there are cameras on the premises and the CIA might be requisitioning the tapes at any time. So, I recommend that under all circumstances, catchy though this number is, you do not sing along. You do not even smile. I recommend the most you do is tap your feet. But you do that at your own risk.
One, two, three.
Yeah, George Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist, obviously. To fight for the faithful army. George Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist, obviously. George Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist, obviously.
George Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist, obviously.
But they're never gonna run away, no.
George Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist, obviously.
Come on, jump up with me, say.
Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist, obviously. George Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist. George.
Still sitting on sax.
Down to just another form of TV.
boy, and this next song is a
God,
what's yours?
Guy talking away from the microphone. You heard Jello Biafra with the Melvins doing "Those Dumb Punk Kids Will Buy Anything," a tribute to the corporate scab Dead Kennedys. The Rub did the Reverend's favorite song of the month. George Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist from Volume 2 of Peace Not War, which is at peace-not-war.org. And that is too fucking hilarious for words. The Rub. George Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist. Before that, Ghetto Priest did Masters of Deception. We heard three tracks from West Philadelphia's very own Anal Government Hypocrisy. They did the following tracks: We Must Form Gangs and Stop Them, ANG, American National Government, and Burger King in Baghdad. Before Anal Government Hypocrisy, you heard Bobcat Goldthwait doing Hunters Are Gay from his comedy CD. Scum did Big Black Cock, a tender song for the wife of Vice President and Hunter of the Year, Dickless Cheney. And thank you, Lynn Cheney, for appearing on the show. Cheech and Chong did Mexican Americans from the soundtrack of Cheech and Chong's next movie, and started off with a song in celebration of the release of medical marijuana prisoner Stephen Cubby. The Toys did Hey Uncle Sam, Leave Us Pot Smokers Alone. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight the theme is Hunting with Dickless Cheney. And we're here with Demonica and two students from the University of Pennsylvania who were working on an article on the local activist community, local anarchists, independent media, Radio Volta, and the Reverend, and anything I forgot. And we are having a lot of fun with this hunting theme. And this is the most fun since Hash Wednesday. And if you just tuned in late, the one link I can offer for hunting with Dickless Cheney is at Quail Hunting School. Quail is not spelled like my email name. It's spelled Q-U-A-I-L. QuailHuntingSchool.com. And you even have the choice of consuming cyber alcohol before hunting with Dickless Cheney. I think your space bar on the computer reloads the weapon, and then you are shooting, and there's all these animals and birds flying through the air that you're trying to shoot, as well as the occasional human friend, like the guy shot by Dickless Cheney. So then, of course, all of these unbelievable half-wits were all over the internet and the blog world defending Cheney and saying how they'd love to go and hunt with him. And I thought, with all these fans and cheerleaders and groupies for Dickless Cheney, of all festering lowest of the low members of the human species, saying things like that and expressing such wishes, I thought it's my clergy duty to pray to the Lord and request that their wishes come true. And the Lord did agree to grant that wish, as you may remember from the Anti-President's Day show. So we have the fundraiser, so we are sending at least a dozen of these Dickless Cheney fans so that they can have their opportunity to stand before Dickless Cheney's big, hard weapon. And when I say Dickless Cheney's big, hard weapon, I am, of course, referring to the one that does function. All right. So much fun with Dickless Cheney. All right. And some things that we forgot to plug, most of which is illegible. Some new reading discovered from Wood and Shoe. And if you're ever in Philadelphia, you must go on 5th Street between South Street and Lombard. Only a beginning. It's, of course, the Anarchist Encircled A. Only a beginning. An anarchist anthology from Arsenal Pulp Press. And man, do they have a lot of books they published that are cool. It's online. A-R-S-E-N-A-L. Arsenal Pulp. One word. ArsenalPulp.com. And of course, they published a classic book by the founder of the band DOA, Joey Shithead. I believe it's called I, Shithead. My Life in the Punk Band or something like that. Arsenal Pulp, but only a beginning. It's very thick. It's enormous paper, but it's very diverse. It's very worthwhile. And you can play a game now with the whole family entitled Wreck the Nation, which is from wreckthenation.com. Mixing fact-based comment. It's official. This is clergy person's handwriting bites. Mixing fact-based current events with a satirical view of those who have power and abuse it. All right. So, if you have your own Dickless Cheney hunting fantasy, you really must share it with the Reverend. Write again to the other Quayle spelling, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org. Or if you have a story, or if you choose to make one up. And, here's another radio thing worth checking out. Skidmark Bob, who interviewed Gerald Smith from Berkeley Liberation Radio, is now available. Actually, it's been available since, I believe, March 7th at Radio 4 All, and it's the numeral 4, radio4all.net, and that's worthwhile, so excuse all the plugging, but that is very worthwhile. All right. Let's see. There's so many songs, and we are not going to get any overtime. The Seclusiasi show is going to start at 11 o'clock in this time zone, which is in less than an hour. So we're going to get back to the music, and I thought it's been a really long time since we played anything from Reverend Billy. So we're also going to hear from the Midnight Creeps, since they never got to be live guests on the show before the band split up. And we still want to get to Asshole of the Week. So let us play from Reverend Billy. And I believe he's online at revbilly.com. And this is Reverend Billy and the Stop Shopping Choir from their CD with a DVD in it also. Reverend Billy and the Church of Stop Shopping. And this track is entitled Come Happy.
Come happy, be Honey, you come, you are happy, and happiness becomes you. But then you walk, walk away from me. I ask the distance to welcome you.
Your hunger to love.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message. It's hard to be a lying psychopathic null who's responsible for the deaths of tens of thousands of civilians. It's even harder to hunt with a dickless motherfucker who has no fucking name whatsoever and happens to be the dipshit that people call the brains behind me. But I never killed no fucking friends of mine. Well, maybe just one. And yes, I did take my girlfriend to 1971 to get an illegal abortion before Roe vs. Wade. But I never fucking ever shot a friend of mine on a hunting trip. So I would prefer that Dickless Cheney be called the stupid one and me to become the smart war criminal. The fascisto with a brain. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
Two gave us the ballpoint pen. I say get the Krauts on the other side of the fence where they belong. Let's get back to the kind of enemy worth killing and the kind of war this whole country can support. They keep falling. Suck! Joe falls back, a neat red hole in the middle of his head. Only one thing kept going through my mind. Kill! Kill! For Joe and Mac! And all the rest of the guys! Kill! Then there was a blinding flash! And I woke up on a stretcher. And I slipped into unconsciousness.
Kids, your own life against another.
Yes, to kill.
Yeah. plates, turn up the lights, give me a spoon, no cheese, I've got to do, get me the cheese, please pass the jam, it's so incredible, they're incredible.
Swinger, a 105-pound barrel of dynamite. Boss Man proudly presents in person.
Sweet old granny told you. Don't go to school, huh? Yeah, all right. I'll tell you what, we will overcome, won't we, huh? Okay. Reminding you that we've got St. George and his Dragonlight show on hand, so stick around and dig that. And we got a special announcement right now.
There's some in here that are drinking alcohol. If you are, you better leave. The policeman has said he'll give you 5 minutes to clear out. If you're caught after that, you're going to jail. Thank you.
Naughty, naughty, naughty people. Shame on you. Hot dog man. Should we dedicate it to the Reverend here, huh? All right, we're gonna give our organ man a chance to play with his organ a bit, and we want all of you to watch. He's got the weirdest organ in town. It's got 88 keys on it. And they're all black and white. It's kind of a thing in his hereditary thing. Right, okay. Anyway, we won't get into it because it always gets deep when we do. Right. We'd like to do what we call the psychedelic sound of California.
Let me say something to you just a minute. Will everybody be quiet, please? Now, we've been having a good time here tonight, and I'm proud of it, but we've had several complaints. We just had another complaint that somebody out front had been hollering loud, and there's a very sick man over here in Broad Street. Now, y'all can decide whether or not you want the dance to go on. I hope you can. But no loud hollering, and I've asked the people here to tone it down a bit for us.
Yes, so that is what we call the psychedelic sound of California.
My name is Dr. Laura Hoare,
And I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
I'm hallucinating, angels. I hear voices and receive divine commands. I hallucinate angels and Our Lady of Guacamole. I feel a synergy with the Holy Spirit. I want to be your faith-based social services provider. I want to be your Christian supremacist social worker. I want to be your holy crisis pregnancy counselor. And I want to talk to you about your mental health. For information on the George W. Bush and other numbnuts' advocacy for the faith-based initiative, check out Americans United for the Separation of Church and State at au.org. au.org.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. Sunday, March 12th, 2006 at RadioVolta.org and from the blog and archive site of ReverendBookburn.com, we have a very special recipient. Actually, we have a pluralized recipiency for this award. Tonight, assholes of the week are the legislature and governorship of South Dakota, passing one of the most stringent anti-choice pieces of legislation in all of the Taliban-influenced USA. They have not only set up an overly restrictive bill that bans abortion in nearly all cases, but also set up a Supreme Court challenge to Roe versus Wade, the decision that legalized abortion in 1973, and to test drive the Taliban clones that Bush, his peers in the Republican Party, and the unlubricated, spineless submissives known as the Democrats helped to install into the nation's highest court and fight it out on a Supreme Court level. So the legislature and the governor of South Dakota, passers of the worst anti-abortion bill in North America in times, you are assholes of the week. We absolutely definitely heard enough of these fart sounds. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Whore. Before that, two tracks from The Night Shadows, 60 Second Swinger and Psychedelic Illusions. Before Night Shadows, you heard Trench doing Prozac. Thatcher on Acid did The Ultimate Apple Flan. Buzz Oven did Toe Fry with a little bit of a clip from the Harold and Maude film soundtrack. The Strap-Ons did Bush Killed Kennedy. Sister Mary Rottencrutch did Turning on Me. The Midnight Creeps did Menstrual Institution. And started off with two tracks from Reverend Billy, Come Happy and Cataluya. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, who has been hunting with Dickless Cheney. And it has been fun. And, of course, check out Quail Hunting School, where you can drink and shoot with Dickless Cheney as he shoots his friends at Quail, quailhuntingschool.com. Next week on The Reverend Is In, Go to Your Jesus Right Now! Exclamation point. Featuring a special live appearance from God, who will give his most evolutionary challenged members of this species special permission to expedite their admission into the Holy Disneyland. And more to come. Right now, a special guest walked into the room, and God, you stink, but I don't care. Just take the microphone. Ladies and gentlemen, Osama bin Laden has come in to talk about how happy he is about the state of Missouri trying to pass a piece of legislation declaring Christianity to be the official state, official religion of their state, and of course to South Dakota for passing the anti-abortion bill. Osama, do you want to speak?
Yes, I like to speak. And I'm very upset that my niece is appearing in Playboy and starring in a reality show. She does shame to our holy theocracy. And I know you can relate because Bush was complaining about his druggy niece and his alcoholic slut daughters. So he can relate to me very well. I know you agree with my organization and the Taliban because you are passing fetal-obsessed pieces of legislation the way we wanted you to, and that the state of Missouri wants to officially sanction religion as a state-sponsored way of thinking. We are proud of you. We are very pleased and celebrating in our caves. In fact, we rented a few very special camels for the occasion because we are celebrating the more that you become like us. Now I have to go because it's time for my dialysis, but I will be back on The Reverend Is In the next time your government does even more acts to make me happy.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Say goodbye to Osama. Yell goodbye, Osama.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Ah, kids. They're so enthusiastic when you get an international live guest and share it with them. All right. Let's see. All right. So tonight has been Hunting with Dickless Cheney. Check out ReverendBookburn.com for the latest blog and also old shows you can download for free. Updates also on this article when it comes out. Next week is Go to Your Jesus Right Now. Write to the Reverend Quayle, quail at sjcdc.org. And let's play. This song is not going to be played in its entirety because the next show is about to start. So we'll just give you the beginning of a track. It's a collaboration by Negative Land and Chumbawamba, and it's entitled The ABCs of Anarchism. Good night.
Conclusion?
There is a certain social process
which is known and very visible, but perhaps not acknowledged as much as it should be. It is that one where a new idea, or an old one in new form, is accepted by a minority, while the majority are shouting treason, rubbish, kook, communist, capitalist, or whatever is the term of abuse valued in that society. And they develop this idea, at first probably in secrecy or in semi-secrecy, and then more and more visibly, with more and more support, until, guess what? This seditious, impossible, wrong-headed idea becomes what is known as received opinion, and is loved and valued by the majority.
Conclusion?
Look, people, you heard it on the radio. You seen it on a TV show.
Okay, you better listen to me good, because this
these like the theme airing
is anarchism.
Okay.